Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
You show excellent taste this morning because you're listening to America's longest running radio food program, and that would be this one, the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, and of course, I could not be more excited than our subject this morning.
And
that is pie.
So talk a little bit about how. Because you came up with this, it's like the day of pi is coming, but not P-I-E, but P-I.
Well, there's many different times to celebrate pi. Number one, February 23rd is National Pi Day, P-I-E, and February is National Pi Month. But then we looked to March 14th, and the mathematicians wanted to get in on some of the action. And back in 1988, they decided to have their own National Pi P-I Day, celebrating, honoring 314, pi, right? And it's become quite a tradition for people to celebrate and do fun things. And the second part of the show, we're having Angelo Sacerdoti come in from Petaluma Pie Company, who has
Which
done...
is spelled P-I-E.
E, that's pie. Yeah, you're right. He's a pie maker. We've had Angelo join us for the last 15 years on the show. And he created something called Pi-Ku, which is somewhat a riff on a haiku style. Yeah. And people send and email him all kinds of Pi-Kus, and they choose the best ones, and they give them prizes. So to that end, we saw a wonderful new pie cookbook that we were just knocked out by. It's called Pie is Messy, Recipes from the Pie Hole. And we'll tell you what that's all about. And the author is Rebecca Grassley. And Rebecca joins us for a chat this morning. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show. Oh, there's Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Hello, Rebecca.
Oops.
Rebecca, are you there? Oh, okay. You're going to have to call Rebecca back. Something happened, and unfortunately, we lost her line. But anyway, while Joe is getting her back, Pie is Messy, and Recipes from the Pie Hole. Pie Hole is a chain, not a chain, I think she's got five or six of these, in Southern California that she started. And then she went with her partners, and they said, well, more people need to discover the Pie Hole. And they opened two of these in Tokyo, of all places. And she said they're doing very, very well. I don't think of Japanese.
No, because typically they don't eat heavy, sweet things. So,
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get Rebecca on the line and be right back. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Speaking up for Sonoma County.
I honestly have zero faith in our government.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
This is Michael O'Shea personally inviting you to Malm Fireplace Center, sponsor of the Warriors.
I own an Enviro fireplace from Malm. They also stock Regency fireplace products, Yodel, and Town & Country luxury fireplaces. And Malm is fully stocked with replacement parts. Malm Fireplace Center's family-owned since 1960. They build relationships with their customers, and I know that from personal experience. Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa, on the web at malmfireplacecenter.com.
SoCo Private Security is a local family-owned business based in Santa Rosa. The new management team has over 5 decades of security service. Whether you need fixed site, vehicle patrol, or special event security, SoCo Private Security can help. Shopping centers, HOAs, private residences, banks, hotels, and more have enjoyed peace of mind with SoCo Private Security since 2013. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour as we welcome Rebecca Grassley to the KSRO kitchen. Her new book is Pie is Messy. Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. When did the pie bug hit first? And then when did the pie bug hit to actually form your own pie company?
Oh, my goodness. The pie bug, that was the fabric of my being since I've been very small. So I've always been about pie. And then in 2011, I opened pie shops. And then about 5 or 6 years later after that, the book came out. So it's just been pie is who I am.
So what's the genesis of Pie Hole, which is the name of your shops?
Right. The Pie Hole was a dream and was realized finally in 2011. So it was like a lifelong dream. And it began in my kitchen with my kids and even in my as a small child with my grandmother in her kitchen. So that was the beginning. And finally, we opened a pie hole.
Well, was that your idea to name it the Pie Hole?
Well, yes, because we threw around many names. That we had many, many ideas. Pie in the Sky and Pie Hopes. My son wanted to call the shop Pie Hard, and then the next shop, Pie Hard with a Vengeance. You know, stuff. But I used to tell my kids to shut their pie hole, and so we just kept coming back to that. And so that's what we settled on.
I love it. John, did your grandmother ever tell you that?
I don't think so. Oh. I think I thought it was something nasty.
No. Well, no, I remember being told, just shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
But this has a lovely connotation. Yeah. So you opened a pie shop in Los Angeles. Where exactly in the L.A. area?
In the Arts District was the first one, yeah.
And then since then?
We were in Pasadena, Old Town Orange, and we're in Whole Foods all over the place now. So it just kept evolving.
I didn't realize you were in Whole Foods also.
So I have a tactical question for you. How do you ship pies, you know, to various like Whole Foods and things like that? Don't they get broke?
That was a learning curve. Yeah, it is not easy to ship pies. So the whole shipping debacle was years till we figured it out. We would ship pies to friends, and finally we connected with Gold Belly, and they taught us how to package pies and get them safely to where they belong in one day. So it's not easy to ship a pie.
No, it's not. Only because I won't bore you with it, but I had an experience of trying to ship a pie. And it ended up on the other end just in pieces.
Aw. Well, ours did too in the beginning.
Yeah.
How many varieties of pies are you currently baking and shipping?
It's the menu changes, of course, with the seasons, and I can't give you an exact number off the top of my head how many are on the menu right now. Even it changes frequently.
Is the pie crust that you ship to Whole Foods the same pie crust that you sell in the stores?
Yes.
That's Grandma Mo's crust.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And there really was a Grandma Mo.
Yes. Yes. My brother named her Mo. That's been, I think, the part that has charmed people or made them take a look at us. And that's why we were lucky enough to franchise when we did so early, because not a lot of places that claim they have a mom and a grandmom really do. So the fact that we had a real mom in the business and grandma taught us how, really, I think that's been a huge plus for us.
So let's talk about the crust, because I think it's the thing that for people who want to make pies that they're most intimidated by.
You're right.
And your crust, your Grandma Mo's crust, is an all-shortening crust. You know, and I know there's all kinds of, you know, comments about butter's better, shortening's better, combination is better. Why shortening?
Actually, Mo's pie crust was made with lard, and lard is hard to find, at least here on this side of the world. We can get a blend, but true lard is hard to find. Shortening is a very nice substitution for the lard, and it doesn't ever let me down. Mo's pie crust is so easy and so delicious that I haven't really varied from it. It's never let me down. I recently had the honor of teaching someone how to make crust for a local television station, and they were so worried about the crust, like they didn't even want to make a pie, and they saw how easy it was, and we went through the process, and if you follow the steps, it is a learning curve. Rolling it out is a learning curve. All that stuff ties into it, and the longer you play with the pie dough after you have it formed, that's bad. You can't mess around and play with it too much, because that's what makes it tough. Keeping the shortening, the lard, whatever you use, the fat, cold is also huge.
Uh-huh.
And that's very important. Use cold water.
So for home cooks, what shortening do you recommend?
I use Crisco.
Oh, really?
I like Crisco, yes.
Tried and true.
Yeah.
Yep, I do.
The shortening crust, of course, makes perfect sense. If you're vegan, then you can use a...
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one thing. For a lot of people, actually, that is a consideration. Other people have used coconut oil and all kinds of things, but shortening has been tried and true. And also, I think there's an aversion, at least in our part of the world, in California, to using lard, unfortunately. Where you grew up, John grew up with his grandmother in Colorado, and I bet your grandmother used lard.
Yeah.
And to me, lard is number one. But I understand also sourcing it is difficult to really get high quality. And a lot of people go, oh, I'm not going to eat an animal fat in my pie crust.
Yep, I heard all those stories, and it's true.
In the book, the Pie is Messy, you do include, though, some of the pies have a butter crust, and then you have other crusts like a graham cracker crust and things like that. So for those that are crust challenged, doing a graham cracker crust is maybe a great place to start.
Yeah, it's easy to make a graham cracker crust, you're right. I think you're right, it would be a good place to start. Although I wouldn't want people to take away from this program and think that crust is difficult, because I really, really, the goal of this cookbook and my hope is that more people will take on the challenge and that labor of love and find out how much fun it is to make pie and how soothing and comforting and all those good things.
Yeah, Well, the photography in the book is really great. It's so delicious. I wanted to go get pie.
So what do you think? Where do you stand, Rebecca? Pyrex or metal?
Always a pie tin. I think it makes it flakier. I think that it heats more even in the oven. There must be a science to it. I've used both, and I always go back to my pie tins.
So the old Frisbee Pie Company pie tins.
Yes, and I have one of those. That's my pride. Yes, I have a Frisbee pie tin.
And we learned in the book that that's where the Frisbee Toy Company got their inspiration, because the Frisbee pie tins themselves would sail through the air so well.
Yes, you're right.
You also included a recommendation for, which I don't know either of these. Maybe it's because I don't make a lot of pies. Graniteware and USA pans. Can we get those?
Yes. You can get those.
Well, we should probably jump into a few of our favorite pies. Let me just start off with the fruit pies in Chapter 2. And I put a big star by Dot's Lemon Sponge Pie. And is that a only in Pennsylvania kind of pie?
Yeah. Lemon sponge pie, nobody even knows what I'm talking about when I'm in L.A. about a lemon sponge pie. And it is. It's on every mom and pop diner menu that's on the East Coast. You'll always find a lemon sponge. And I especially love that recipe because it was one of those old recipes where you had to try and figure out exactly what the ingredients were because they were so vague. And so it is an old one, yeah.
Well, and one of the things I like in all of the chapters, and we'll touch on as many of them as we can, is that you have old school versus new school pies. Old school are the ones that maybe people are most familiar with, but then you obviously have been experimenting over the years and developed a whole bunch of new school ones. And in the fruit pies, partly because I just love it as a concept. The lemon cream chess pie done with a vanilla wafer crust.
Yeah, that made us... I put an asterisk by that one.
Yeah, me too.
and actually, before we went on the air yesterday, we had a nice chat, Rebecca and I, about chess pie in general. About John, you and I love adoration, actually, for chess pie. And I was so glad to see that recipe in the book. The other Pennsylvania pie that you talk about that we don't hear much about is shoe fly pie.
Shoe fly pie. Oh, that's a Pennsylvania Dutch wonderful, gooey, molasses-y kind of pie. And I had it on the menu in L.A., and they just didn't get it. It didn't sell, I think, because the word fly is in...
Oh.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm not sure what the turnoff was, but I think if I put it on the menu again, I'll call it molasses crumb or something.
Good idea.
But it is a Pennsylvania Dutch creation, and it got its name because they had these wonderful little apparatuses that they would put in their windows with screens. So it was like a pie cooling right out their window. And the flies would be attracted to these pies because of the molasses and the smell, I guess. And they didn't really get into the pie, but they were famous for shooing shoe fly. So the molasses shoe fly got its name because of flies. So they are not wrong about that, but it has nothing to do with flies in the pie.
We're talking with Rebecca Grassley. Her last name is spelled Grassley. She's the founder of The Pie Hole, a number of pie restaurants in Southern California, and a couple in Tokyo. The new book is Pie is Messy, and I have to make a confession to you, Rebecca. When I got the books from the publisher, I opened up, and we've had a lot of rain here in Northern California, and I said to myself, oh my gosh, the rain soaked through the packaging. Look, some of the pages are stained. And I thought, gosh, let me look at John's copy. And I looked at John's, and I said, oh my gosh, his got stained also. God, what am I going to do? And then about a minute later, I thought, wait a second, pie is messy. These are not stains. These are simulated, like blueberry stains, very effectively done. It fooled me, Rebecca. So when people get this book, your pie is, your book is not damaged, folks. Don't be dumb like Steve.
Okay. No, it's already messy. The idea was don't be afraid to use it because it's already stained. So don't be afraid to get this book out and make a messy pie. It's already started for you.
So in the chapter on meringue pies, I'm going to quote to you something you said. Not all meringue pies are great. Why?
They're not. For starters, I think there's a lot of artificial things they use in meringue pies. They shy away from the egg whites, and so it would be powdered meringue powder or something. I'm not even sure what it's called. So I've had lemon meringue pie is one of my favorites, but I've had lemon meringue pie that has this frothy white sticky mass on top that they call meringue that is truly not meringue. And so, I'm real fussy about meringue, and my meringue is egg whites and cream of tartar and sugar. And I never, ever torch it. I always put it in the oven so that it can spend time and get all golden and pretty. And so,
no shortcuts.
No shortcut.
Well, you mentioned the people that don't like meringue pie order this pie at your bake shop.
I don't even like lemon meringue, and this is the best, so yeah.
I liked in the New School section the Earl Grey pie. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
That was in cream pies, yeah.
Cream pies.
The chapter on cream pies, yeah.
We have had wonderful, wonderful creative chefs in and out as they pass through my life. And that particular one was created for the Downton Abbey. People wanted something to take home and view this. They'd have parties. So she came up with this Earl Grey tea pie. And it was huge when the show was on. It was a huge seller, and it still is one of our best sellers.
It's marvelous.
Very good.
And thank you for including a couple vegan pie recipes.
Yeah.
So
it was important. Yeah. We got a lot of requests.
The chapter on custard pies, I think one of the comments that you make is that they were popular probably because they were thrifty. You know, people, they could be made. It didn't require a lot of money or exotic ingredients and all of that stuff. And there was a milk pie, which traced its roots to the Depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had milk pie.
Milk pie.
It's very, very good. Very good.
Rebecca, this book is just lovely. Anyone that loves baking pies, this would be a worthwhile addition to their pie library. One lucky KSRO listener this morning is going to win a copy of your book.
Oh.
Would you give us your favorite number today, Rebecca, between 1 and 10?
9.
Caller number 9 at 636-1350 will win this copy I hold in my hands of Pie is Messy by Rebecca Grassley. You will have a ball with the book, and I know you had a ball writing it. And I'm very happy for your success in Southern California that they're embracing your pies
at Tokyo.
And Tokyo, too.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking with us this morning. Continued success with the cookbook and the pie shops.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Rebecca Grassley, caller number 9, 636-1350. Now we're going to talk with a local pie baker and taste some pie and some exciting news as the Pie Show continues on the Good Food Hour in KSRO.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy? You, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes, local anesthesia is safe and well tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As winter embraces the north, ARS Roofing and Gutters is here to ensure your home stays warm, dry, and secure. ARS is your premier choice for winter roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your winter roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you warm and dry year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, your winter shield against the elements with a commitment to community.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest-running radio food show. And for almost half of that time, we have spent some time with the pie master himself. Angelo Sacerdoti from Petaluma Pie Company is joining us this morning. Nice to see you again.
It's great to be
here. What were you like, 15 when you first joined us?
That's right, yes. And now,
and the Petaluma Pie Company started in 2010. And here you are, still cranking out pies. But who is this new face that you've brought with us?
Yes, the new kid on the block is Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Taylor, now does he have a full name or is it just...
Yes.
It's Taylor Martinez Santaella.
And why are you here?
Angelo has graciously offered me the company.
What?
And I've been here for now 3 years and it's just been a whirlwind.
Do you know what you're getting into?
Not quite yet.
So you started with him and have been making pies for the last several years, so you certainly know how to make pie at this point.
I've been making pie since I was 12, but I started with a blackberry pie, and it just never stopped from there.
So what's the most exotic pie you make?
The most exotic pie, I would say it's our pear ginger cardamom. Uh-huh. I think it's the most sophisticated pie we have. Uh-huh. It's often overlooked, and this year it's finally taken track. People are buying it more than apple.
Really?
Our apple is delicious. We use really good cinnamon, but the pear ginger is just so nice. It's delicate. It's got spice. It's got candy ginger. So it's really nice.
And can you make that pie? Can you get pears all year round?
We locate our pears from just like farmers nearby. We do get really good product from our like food vendors, but it's a seasonal pie.
Yeah, okay,
it's just about its end.
Well, Angelo, you've chosen a perfect person to inherit and shepherd the company through the next 15 or 20 years. Congratulations, Taylor.
Thank you so much.
And when is Taylor officially taking over? Is it in the process right now?
It's pretty much already happened.
Wow. So have you forgotten how to make pie now, Angelo?
Yeah, everything is just vaporized.
This is great. And where exactly is Petaluma Pie?
Petaluma Pie is located right in the heart of historic downtown Petaluma. Petaluma Boulevard, right behind Starbucks. It's 125 Petaluma Boulevard North.
What are your hours?
We are open from 10 to 6 right now, Tuesday through Sunday. We want to open Monday up back again real soon. It's a really good day for sales, especially on a three-day weekend. Right now, we're in a slow period. We're still training our new staff, and we want to get back open every day.
So tell us about you do sweet and savory pies.
That's sure. Right.
So give us a.
So we are.
What are the best sellers?
Oh, by far the cheeseburger. I have to make a whole tray of cheeseburger today. So right after this, I have to go back and crank out more pie.
Cheeseburger pie is the most popular savory pie.
It's the most, and I think it is head to head with the mushroom and goat gouda. I'm buying mushrooms by the bulk each week from our farmer's market, and mushroom goat gouda, the cheeseburger pie, and my new up and coming recipe, our salsa verde pie, is competing with cheeseburger.
And what was it? What was it called?
Salsa verde. It's a green salsa.
Oh, salsa verde. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. With chicken.
Like that.
Yes, with chicken.
Are you still selling the bacon and egg pie?
Mm-hmm. We finally brought that one back.
So one of, it's like the salsa verde pie. Is it egg-based?
No.
Is that a custard?
It's a savory hand pie. So it's like one of those semicircle empanada-like pies. But we roast our chicken thighs, and we make a green salsa with tomatillo, jalapeno, cilantro, some onion and garlic. And then we make a sauce, add our roasted chicken, and crank it in our hand cranker, and we make these beautiful little savory pies.
Wow. And then you have the cream pies, too, don't you?
Yes. By far, the banana and the chocolate. They sell like crazy.
Really? Did you bring any today?
We did.
Hey, John, you're in luck. What about lemon meringue? Is that a pretty good seller or no?
It is. And oddly enough, a lot of people want it for Thanksgiving. I did not know it's a Thanksgiving pie, but it a lot of people come in for our lemon meringue. It's our meringue itself is different from previous places I've been.
How so?
It's got agave.
Agave
it's
syrup.
It's got agave syrup in our.
Oh, how interesting.
I'm giving away secrets here.
And you still use cream of tartar to help set it up?
Or? No, actually. I think that's the trade-off there, the agave instead of cream of tartar. And it's just a really,
delicate.
Nice, it's delicate. It's silky. It can be made wrong.
Sure.
I've done that before. But it's, yeah, our lemon meringue.
Well, my fave, hands down, is coconut cream. Mm-hmm. Do you still do a coconut cream?
Sure do. Today we brought you a chocolate coconut cream.
Oh, my God. Is this my lucky day? I should buy a lottery ticket today.
It could be. Yeah.
This is very, very exciting. So that's the cream pies, the chilled pies, and the fruit pies. And nut pies still? Walnut and or pecan or things like that?
Yeah, we do our apple pecan crumble. We try to be, like every good kitchen, try to keep clear distinctions between nut things and things that are not. But right now we do pecan pie, apple pecan crumble, I think that, and peanuts on the Elvis pie.
So you're still doing the Elvis pie?
We sure are.
They're not all hand pies.
No.
Yeah, so they're pie pies.
Yeah,
nine-inch pies.
Yeah.
So we do the 9-inch in the big form for special requests. We have 9-inch pies ready. We try to have them ready all day, so walk-ins can pick them up. But our cream pies, those call ahead, little as an hour and a half, and we can bust one of those out for you.
Oh, wow. I know that, Angelo, we've talked for years, that how much pride you took on the ingredient, sourcing ingredient. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we try to have only the best ingredients. So whether it's our flour, which we get from Central Milling in Petaluma, or our butter, which we get from Strauss Family Creamery, our eggs, which are from Coastal Hill Farms, the beef is from Stemple Creek, our pork is from Devil's Gulch, and we use Mary's Organic Chicken. So, try to have top of the line ingredients that we can feel good about, you know, eating ourselves, serving to other people, and, you know, to give people their
money's
worth.
The beginning, I know that was something that really impressed both of us, is that he's not, you're not taking any prisoners. You're either going to succeed or fail, but you're not going to dumb down the ingredients.
That's right.
Or not. That's really great. Did you ever explore gluten-free pie crusts?
Yes. We did used to do that for special orders before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We really had to simplify things when we were at a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
And one of the major issues is we're just not a gluten-free facility.
Yeah.
And
Got
you'd
it.
Have to do a lot of verbal disclosures to people, or they might be buying it for someone with celiac disease.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. No.
If we do make – we just debuted again our – gluten-free, gluten-friendly mochi morsel, like muffin. And it's made with rice flour.
Oh.
It like he said, we have to make that like verbal disclosure, and we call it gluten-friendly.
Because you need to separate from...
the entire work area should be cleaned down. Celiac is... it's real, and I would love to offer something for everybody.
Yeah.
So I think down the road, I would, one, want to make something that we're proud of, and two, try to create a process where we really
So what about other flours, like nut flours and things like that? Do you?
What did we use before?
We made a gluten-free flour blend, and it had sorghum and some tapioca and some corn. So, you know, you wind up putting a lot of starches in it. It's not necessarily better for you.
No, no one said it's healthier.
Yeah.
It just doesn't contain gluten.
Yeah. Right. I think the sorghum gave it a little bit of a, you know, fuller flavor and everything, but it was a lot of different ingredients, a lot of different starches and things to hold it all together.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, xanthan gum and things.
And it was not easy to work with either. So.
No.
I've
given up. I buy mine
when
I need to do gluten-free. I did try, believe me.
Yeah.
And I was trying rolling. I was trying this. Every type of tip technique. And I'm a pretty good baker. I could never get one that I was proud of.
Yeah. It like cracks. It often comes out dry. There's nothing that really hydrates just like
yeah, that's why I leave it to the big guys, you know, the ones that can invest millions of dollars in research. And there's some pretty good ones, actually, pretty good frozen gluten pie crust.
For sure,
if you want that, want to go down that route. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Pie Coup. What? Where did this idea come from? How listeners can participate in that? And also, later in the show, we're going to give away a couple gift certificates as we welcome back Angelo Sacerdoti from Petaluma Pie Company and new enthusiastic youthful owner, Taylor Martinez Santiella. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, in the KSRO kitchen.
Talking the talk.
It's well-balanced conversation.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the Feed Store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, the Feed Store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The Feed Store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days! DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the Feed Store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, the Feed Store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The Feed Store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days!
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So, Angelo, you came up with this idea of honoring Pi Day by doing something called Pi Coup. Was this your idea?
I think it was actually my wife's idea, Lena.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's basically, it's a haiku. You know,
so
five syllables. It's three lines. Mm-hmm. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. And a paiku is a haiku about pi, the number, or pi, the food, or both. And, you know, extra points for if you can get both.
So how do we do? On email, we send you our paikus?
No, we're going to fix. We had an issue with the link on our website, but our website's petalumapi.com. But if you just Google P-I-K-U mm-hmm. contest, our page will come right up. But we're going to fix this by the end of the day. And there's an online form. It tells you how to do a paiku, and there's a form you can just put it right in.
Oh, fabulous.
And what's the prize if you win?
To be decided, but we've got all kinds of fun prizes, from coffee cups to gift cards.
Yeah. Okay. I think the top prize is
and maybe a pie.
Yeah, a $40 gift card. Yeah. It gets you anything in the store.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Well, can I give you a couple of paikus that Mrs. Garner came up with?
Absolutely.
My wife is so good at verbal, much better than me. Here's hers. Oh, warm, flaky pie, be it fruit, custard, or nut, joy for me to eat.
That's beautiful.
It worked. That's it.
And doesn't that cover the 5-7-5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really all it is. Three lines. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Is that correct?
That's right.
Here's her other one. Can she win? Could she enter this?
Yeah.
No, someone else is going to steal it.
Well, we usually try to have somebody who's not part, like, you know, who's a third party review.
Yes. I will be the hard judge.
Yes.
Let's hear it. Are you the judge?
I'm going to meticulously look through each one of those.
Yeah, we usually try to bring, you know, another person's opinion into it, and then
it's a group thing.
Do it by committee.
Okay, here's another one. My tribute to pie: flour, butter, and eggs create. Let my mouth devour.
That's beautiful. That's a. Kind of captures the spirit.
Yeah, I love the illustration. It touches, you know, what pie is.
Well, Mrs. Garner, if you're listening, you have the vote of confidence from both Taylor and Angelo with this.
And you can pick up your prize at the station.
Well, why don't we sample some pie? Pass some plates around.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think that would be. Are you ready to sample a little pie, John?
I am. So, okay. So let me ask you, because we had a conversation with the previous caller, Rebecca Grassley, about pie dough. And it is the thing that scares most people, I think, is making pie dough.
Yes.
So what's your secret?
Our secret? Bold move.
Or some tips that you can maybe... Completely consistent.
I think making pie at home, the best consistency is having cold water. Mm-hmm. It's very different season to season making pie at the shop.
Oh.
The recipe changes depending on how hot it is, the ambient temperature of the kitchen. But I think the biggest tip is just trying to keep everything as cold as you can while you're mm-hmm. working it. integrating the butter too much into the dough will make like a cracker like stiff
right.
flake instead of any air pockets.
And so yours are all butter?
Ours are mostly butter and some ethically sourced shortening.
Okay.
It's not...
yeah, like Spectrum Naturals, one of those.
It, yeah, it's not Crisco. No shame on Crisco.
But. And do you use a pie, a dough hook to mix this together?
We use a dough paddle. It's a very large
bowl. Now, see, someone said we never would use a paddle because it compresses the dough too much.
It compresses, yes. At home, people, in the years past, I've just used a food processor because mm-hmm. you really just want to make the components uh-huh. as small as you can and then just bring it together by hand. But in the amount of dough that we make, it requires a paddle.
I'm just curious, how much dough at a time do you make?
So I calculate, I think it's 16 kilos of the
Whoa.
Recipe.
Oh my god!
Adding all the ingredients, it's a lot of dough, and it's a big failure if it doesn't come out right.
And then how do you roll it out?
We luckily use a dough sheeter.
Oh yeah,
it's a tabletop dough sheeter. If we had to do that all by hand with all the pies during Thanksgiving, I wouldn't be here.
Wow. Did you start with a dough sheeter 14 years ago, Angela, or did you do them by hand?
We always had a dough sheeter.
You already had, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that makes life a lot easier.
Oh,
yeah, your arms just fall off after a while.
Okay. Why don't we, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll taste pie. How's that sound? It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with special guest Angela Sacerdoti and new owner, Taylor Martinez Santaella. How was that?
Perfect. I love it. Thank you so much.
Angelo and Alina founded the company back in 2010, and they passed it on to very capable and passionate arms, Petaluma Pie Company in Santa Rosa. And go to the website, which will be fixed this afternoon. Is that right?
That's right.
So that you can enter your own pie coup and maybe win a prize of your own.
Ooh,
and flex your creative muscle. We'll be right back.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping kids in our community to become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. This year, 1,200 elementary students in 6 local schools are participating, winning prizes as they read. And Simpson Sheet Metal is proud to be a part of it. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Our favorite thing to do is cuddle up by the fireplace with our blanket and read together. As we read, I watch their comprehension grow. They love new and funny words like whippersnapper, hullabaloo, and bamboozled. I can see the amazement in their eyes as they listen and grow with each and every word.
Lifetime outcomes for children who learn to read and build comprehension include better health, higher income, and increased graduation rates. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started, Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away.
G-O-T-L-L-I, Gotelli!
You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Riley, manager of the Rohnert Park branch at Exchange Bank. We know that growing your business comes with a lot of hurdles. Working with an experienced banker who understands your unique business banking needs, be it a line of credit, a business loan, or merchant services, means you have a partner by your side who can help clear those hurdles. At Exchange Bank, we're here to help. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. The way I attacked this pie, you think I hadn't seen food for a week.
I know.
Really, I'm almost embarrassed, but it is just luscious. Of course, I started with the chocolate cream pie, of course. It was fabulous. Then moved on. Now, you said this is an underrated pie, the flavor.
That's
this blueberry.
Yeah, that's a blueberry breakfast delight, also known as sour cream blueberry.
Oh, it is really good. Mm-hmm. And this is your apple.
Yeah, the blueberry breakfast delight is kind of like a blueberry muffin in a pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a cheesecake.
And a cheesecake.
So you have to reveal it to us. What are you working on? What new ones are, can we look for?
For St. Patrick's Day, we're trying to roll out and perfect our matcha pie. We want to have a nice... green tea custard pie. Further down the road, my family can allocate really good mole from Oaxaca. We're thinking about a mole chicken hand pie.
Wait, hold the stop the presses.
Okay.
this is big news you're sharing, yeah. Taylor.
It's hard to make a I mean, it's very difficult to make a good mole, but in Mexico they pack it up the chocolate freshly milled with like its nuts and spices, and all you have to do is add like some broth or something to loosen it. But because it has a high nut content, it secretes an oil that can be off-putting. People will think it's like heavy or it's a meat oil, but it's actually, they're good oils.
Can I order a dozen of those now?
For sure. I'll put you down for the first dozen.
He's serious, though.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So are you going to be making your own mole in the shop? Or?
It is a couple of days' work to make your own mole, but we have family who goes back and forth from Mexico, and we have a good source of it. So it'll be pretty much straight out of Mexico.
Wow, this is actually really exciting. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could debut it by National Tamale Day. Which is next month.
And yeah, the salsa verde pie would be perfect for that because the filling is quite like a tamale verde.
Yeah, National Tamale Day is in April. I'll send you the link.
Please.
That'd be a great, great special you could do on a Saturday. Okay. Let me look at our time. Oh, we're getting near the time. So we're going to give away two yes. gift certificates, $20 each. Why don't you each give us your favorite numbers, your favorite number between 1 and 12. Angelo, your favorite number.
Oh, my favorite number, 9. Yeah.
Caller number 9 and that was...
that was actually my number. But I have another good one. So okay.
What is your favorite, Taylor?
3. Yeah.
Callers number 3 and caller number 9 at 636-1350 will each win a $20 gift certificate. Oh, you're lucky listeners to Petaluma Pie Company. Caller number 3, caller number 9, 636-1350. Should we just mail these to the listeners? Or is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
That'd be okay? Wow. Well, I got to admit, I was a little hesitant about how he's selling the company. Oh, gosh, you know, who is coming? Is it going to be like a corporate takeover kind of thing?
No,
oh, boy,
sure
you are the guy.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm so happy.
Real quickly before we run out of time, I just would like to say that I thank you so much for having us. Mm-hmm. I really want to make Angelo proud with the company, and not only does he have me, but the other co-owner is my mother, and I would not be able to do this without her like undying loving support.
Oh, great.
So yeah, we're for sure going to carry this company as far as we can.
Does she make pie too?
She bakes everything. She makes everything. She makes sourdough bread.
Oh my God. Well, we're going to see great things for Petaluma Pie Company as continues a great 14 and a half year span. And good success to you and in your future endeavors. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you so much for having us.
John Ace, well, this was pretty much fun, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Spending an hour talking to Rebecca Grassley, the author of Pie is Messy. I love that. Mm-hmm. And her pie shops in Los Angeles called The Pie Hole. Mm-hmm. And then our own local pie company, Petaluma mm-hmm. Pie Company.
So this is only the first one.
No.
Petaluma Pie Companies everywhere. Vegas.
Yes. Trademarked.
Stick around. Following the news, it's Clark Wolf at the table. I'm Steve Garner for Chef John Ash. Thanks so much for listening.